since enclosing the eyes with a viewer would be an even more efficient way of distracting the passenger from his surroundings. Bailey kept his eyes on the unreeling strip, not only for the sake of distraction, but also because etiquette required it. There were 5 other passengers on the plane. He could not help noticing that much. And each one of them had his private right to whatever degree of fear and anxiety his nature and upbringing made him feel. Bailey would certainly resent the intrusion of anyone else on his own uneasiness. He wanted no strange eyes on the whiteness of his knuckles where his hands gripped the armrest, or the dampish stain they would leave when he took them away. He told himself, "I'm enclosed. This plane is just a little city." But he didn't fool himself. There was an inch of steel at his left. He could feel it with his elbow. Past that, nothing. Well, air. But that was nothing, really. 1,000 miles of it in one direction, 1,000 in another. 1 mile of it, maybe 2, straight down. He almost wished he could see straight down, glimpse the top of the buried cities he was passing over. New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington. He imagined the rolling, low-slung cluster complexes of domes he had never seen but knew to be there. And under them, for 1 mile underground and dozens of miles in every direction, would be the cities. The endless, hiving corridors of the cities, he thought, alive with people. Apartments, community kitchens, factories, expressways, all comfortable and warm with the evidence of man. And he himself was isolated in the cold and featureless air in a small bullet of metal moving through emptiness. His hands trembled, and he forced his eyes to focus on the strip of paper and read a bit. It was a short story dealing with galactic exploration, and it was quite obvious that the hero was an Earthman. Bailey muttered in exasperation, then held his breath momentarily in dismay at his boorishness in making a sound. It was completely ridiculous, though. It was pandering to childishness, this pretense that Earthmen could invade space. Galactic exploration. The galaxy was closed to Earthmen. It was preempted by the spacers whose ancestors had been Earthmen centuries before. Those ancestors had reached the outer worlds first, found themselves comfortable, and their descendants had lowered the bars to immigration. They had penned in Earth and their Earthman cousins. And Earth's city civilization completed the task, imprisoning Earthmen within the cities by a wall of fear of open spaces